The Hideous Creature Show.
You're the last store open. I need something for my friend Leela. Just give me your best animal.
Best? Well, that's a matter of opinion. I personally like the electric snail.
That's a stupid animal. You're stupid. I said I want the best one. Now, which costs more, the parrot or the stink lizard?
The lizards are $1 each. The parrot is $500.
That's a hell of a good parrot. Although, I could get 500 lizards for the same price. Girls like swarms of lizards, right?
Sir, the store is closing in 2 minutes.
Okay, I'll take the 500 lizards. No, wait. Yes. No. Yes. Yes. Yes! The parrot!
Coming to you from Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, inside 2202, the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets, this is the Hideous Creature Show. What is the date today? The date is Saturday, October 24th, 2009, and 1 week from today will be Halloween.
Woo! Yay!
Welcome to the show!
I can't believe it's almost November.
I know. November's going to be good, I have a feeling. God, it can't be any worse than this month. Actually, this month hasn't been that bad.
It can't be worse than September.
September. My name's June.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Pat.
And we're talking on the front porch about this game that Patrick has. And what's it called? Dick or not? What?
Nice guy or dick or... Dick or bitch, but, it, you know...
It's the
females,
the
know.
Soothsayer's version of
Dick or nice guy.
What it is he picks a name of an actor, and you try to guess if they'd be a dick in real life or not.
It doesn't have to be an actor; it could be a celebrity, it could be a musician,
right? Yeah,
a celeb.
Yeah,
celebs.
If you randomly ran into them and were like, "Hey, love your work," if they'd be like, "Fuck off," or if they'd be like, "Hey, thanks."
I forgot to watch Attack, that video you told me about.
You're watching it in the middle of the break. Both of you are.
Okay.
Okay,
you have to spend 3 minutes of your time. You have to watch the whole thing because it is one of those videos that you're going to get to and you're like, okay, Pat, we get it. It's really bad. We've been sitting here for a minute understanding it's all it's going to do. It's really bad. And then you go, oh, shit. It just got worse. And you don't think
okay.
it can.
Okay, I don't know anything about it. I like it that way.
And you gave me this info like a month ago.
No, it was like 2 weeks ago, yeah.
And I keep meaning to watch it, but for some reason I just keep forgetting on it. So I wrote it in the notes for here, hoping that I'd remember.
And I did.
Ding, 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 ding. So we're going to do Movie Madness. We're going to do Horoscope Retro. Did you guys get a horoscope?
They were all monthly. The ones that you sent me were all monthly longs, and I looked for ones, and the ones I could find that were good were all month-long ones. All the week ones were the same shit. So I was like, fuck the horoscopes. I'm writing my own, but I didn't write any.
Oh, wait. I think you'd left some horoscopes over those are last week.
Those are last week.
I found those, and I thought that somebody left a love letter. I was like, what the
Dear
fuck?
June, I watch you from afar. I love it when you go into the tanning booths.
I only date voyeurs.
So watch out, mingers.
But
Jenny's back.
Yeah, Jenny is back.
I am back.
You know what? Thank you. Jenny brought me a present.
Oh, wait. What was this present?
It's right there.
Let me grab it. One second.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm in this bar in New Orleans, and there's all these crazy giant cups behind
Is that what it's really called?
There's all these crazy cups behind the bar. And I was like, what are those? And the guy grabs it, and basically it's a beer bong cup.
Or a beer funnel.
It's called what?
People.
The Chuggler? Chugger?
Yeah, it's...
The Chuggler.
What it is it's this giant black cup. It looks like a stein almost, but it has this a hose coming out of the bottom of it.
Which doubles as a handle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can be a handle too. When I bought it, I was wasted, and I took that little handle, and I wove it through the side of my purse so
no one could steal it.
And it just was hanging off the side of my pad.
But thank you, guys. Yeah, you and Karen and Chip and BT all...
So we were like, we were there the first night at this bar, and we're like, okay, we gotta fucking come back here and get this for June on like the last night, because I didn't want to deal with it that first night. I was too drunk, but So they, I bought it. I was like, I'll take one of those in black. And they're like, hey, what kind of beer do you want in it? And it like hadn't even occurred to me that they were going to fill it up with beer.
No shit.
And so I was like, oh, fuck it, PBR. What obvi. Up? And so so I also, part of the present I'll have to get is three pictures of me chugging the beer. And the last one, I look like I'm going to fucking Ralph.
Can you
it's
put
a really
stickers,
good picture.
Make them in stickers so he can put
that
those
would be
on the
good,
chuggler?
Actually, that would be really fucking funny.
You know, it looks like it could probably, you know, I'll take a picture of it and I'll post it on the website.
Yeah, and I will get those pictures of me chugging out of the chuggler because they're hilarious.
It looks like it could hold like 22 ounces.
Yeah, it was a lot of beer.
I'm wondering if we should try it out.
It was a hefty chug for
we
me.
We can get pictures of trying it out at Fake Break.
And also the bar that we were at, there was a sign behind the bar that said, give us your bra for a free beer. And Chip and BT and Karen were trying to talk me into giving my bra up
why,
for
well,
a
why
beer.
Didn't Karen pony up?
Well, because, yeah, you know. Her.
Karen's an instigator.
Yeah, thanks,
and,
Karen.
And I was
actually
like
Karen, even though I've met her once, but
she's awesome.
I was like, I'm wearing my good vacation bra. Oh. Like, I'm not wearing a shitty bra.
I took it out of the cellophane just for this trip.
Like, I'm not going to give this shit up. And there's bras, like, hanging from the ceiling in the front entry of the bar. It was
what was
funny.
It called? The Bra Hall of Fame or something like that?
Yeah, I think so. Something like that. I don't even remember what the bar was called, but we had a good time in there.
So what tells... elaborate on the trip. You kind of talked about it a little bit last night, but I didn't really...
Well, one of the cool things we did the first night, I probably talked about it when I called you, when you guys called me, I was really drunk, but...
We were kind of betting on, okay, how drunk is she going to be?
Yeah, well, and it took a while for you guys to call, and I just kept on drinking.
Of course you did. You're on vacation.
My favorite drink was like 22-ounce, it wasn't a Hurricane, but it was a mango daiquiri with 190-proof Everclear in it.
Fuck off.
It was delightful. Oh. I had at least like four or five of those a night. And Karen drank the jungle juice that also had Everclear in it. And every time you ordered one of these drinks, you got a shot in a... like a vial, like a test tube
okay.
shot. And so the shots that they gave us were called 1-800-FUCK-ME-UP. And they were disgusting, but we did them every time.
So what was it? It wasn't a shot of Everclear.
No, but we did do the Karen was like, oh, you Jesus. Guys, get these cherry bombs. They're really good. And we're like, okay, we'll get a cherry bomb. And all it was maraschino cherries soaked in Everclear. It was the sickest thing I've ever had.
That's disgusting.
And of course, so we get three, you know, we just get
we
three.
We get three deep.
We get three of them, one for me, one for BT, and one for Chip. And we... Oh, it was so fucking gross. And of course, Karen didn't do one because she knew how gross they were.
Ugh. It was like having an Oompa Loompas come in your mouth.
It was fucking sick. And it came in this like Everclear juice. And Chip just took the Everclear juice and dumped it in his cocktail just to, you know, ramp it up just that much Jesus. More. But it's crazy on Bourbon Street. Which smells like piss.
Of course it does. It smells like
it's a funny too. The
park.
First
because
night,
it's all the rad people that go there.
Yeah, the first night we were there, like, because they're below sea level, so water just seeps up through the
I didn't
ground.
Know that.
Yeah, they are.
They're
below.
Six.
Oh, duh.
Oh,
jeez,
okay.
Fuck you.
We're like, really, Patrick? You didn't know that?
I didn't know that. Was that on the news?
The first night that we were there, it was hot. It was like 89 degrees, and poor BT wore his flip flops, and we're walking around on Bourbon Street with all these fucking puddles, and he's like, I keep feeling like I'm stepping in piss.
Why
and we're
he,
like, you probably
why do people go
yeah,
out? Why do people go out for a night like wearing their flip flops?
It was hot. He had shorts and flip flops.
Well,
on.
He's on vacation too. He's letting loose.
What happens if he has to run from the cops? He's fucked.
BT would never run
he'd
from
flip,
a cop.
Flip a flop.
He'd be like, fuck it, you got me.
Can we get rid of the only time you wear your flip flops is if you go get like take out the trash, get your newspaper. Or that's about it. You do not go
no,
within.
No, you wear
like,
it on Bourbon Street so you can step in puddles of piss.
Yeah, great. That's what I'm fucking signing up
his
to do.
His feet didn't have a vacation.
I'm telling everyone that's listening within the sound of my voice, you do not. You only wear flip flops if you're only going within like 100 feet
nice
radius
flip-flops.
Of your house. I don't care if they're made by Gucci. I just fucking don't wear flip flops.
Well, yeah, it doesn't fucking matter if they're covered in piss. I mean, you could have like 50, you know, $50 fucking flip flops on.
And yeah. They're covered
drench
in piss.
Drench them in piss.
They're worthless.
Sell that on
they'd
eBay.
Probably go down about $10.
Yeah, so he didn't wear his flip-flops anymore the trip. At least definitely when we were on Bourbon Street, he didn't.
Jesus Christ.
But the Sunday that we were there, the Saints were playing the Giants and the Saints won, and it was fucking nuts. There were tons
of Giants fans.
Oh, because
they were both undefeated, too.
Yeah. And there was tons of Giants fans all, and I thought there was going to be a fight. I was actually kind of hoping for a big, like, rolling around in
piss puddles, just jabbing,
fucking tearing those beads, having little bobbles bounce on the asphalt.
Yeah, that fucking nasty urine cauterizing your open wounds.
You'll just walk down Bourbon Street, and they're just like hookers standing in doorways, or strippers, I guess, but they're probably hookers. And there was one, this fucking little lady, like 7 months pregnant.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Wearing a stripper, smoking a cigarette, just stand, you know, they stand in the doorways to lure you in. We're like, really? You got the pregnant?
That's so fucking mean, Jenny. It's called advertising.
What, with the pregnant bitch?
It's advertising.
I mean, I guess that's what, if you're, what you're into. I don't know.
She's
but...
gonna harvest that kid's lungs when he's
older. Oh, it was so.
You're making money on the front and the back end.
Seriously, it was pretty bad. The last day we were there, we went on a swamp tour, and that was really fun. Except for it was really, well, it was like 70 degrees, which apparently is cold for alligators. Uh-huh. So we only saw one.
That's why I live here. I fucking hate them.
You hate alligators?
They're the one thing.
We only saw one, and he was just like sitting on a log, and
they're the.
I actually thought
how
it
big
was fake. I don't know, probably like
90 feet,
5-6 feet. It wasn't that. Well, no, probably smaller than that. Maybe like 4 feet.
Little
it wasn't
fella.
That big. It was like a baby one or
he
whatever.
He was the dumb one. He's
but he wasn't moving, and BT and I are like. A totally fake alligator. They just like planted on that.
It's the one from Rocco's, that plastic alligator that used to fill its, make it barf.
But it ended up moving, and we realized it was really real. But the tour guide was fucking hilarious.
Did he have like a heavy Cajun accent?
I
bet he went to Juilliard. He went down.
He probably
to
had the best. We didn't hear very many accents. I was hoping for like some crazy where I couldn't even fucking understand what they were saying.
Pregnant girl.
But he was funny. He was talking about like we went under this bridge, and he was talking about like he's like sometimes on the tours, little inbred kids jump off that bridge and try to get up on the boat, and we're like, we want the inbred kids, yay!
Covered in alligators.
Yeah. But it was really fun. It was.
He
like
actually
described city
for a native. Can you tell what inbred kids are opposite of non inbred kids? Sometimes inbred kids jump on the boat. They have to because inbred kids jump us.
I guess they must look really inbred. I don't know. Okay. No, they're not like regular kids.
Yeah, they just sit up there. As soon as you're born inbred in that,
they're not,
you know,
Flintstone
in
kids.
The South, they just issue you a banjo and you just head right for a bridge.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or Burt Reynolds. Either one.
There was a
good fucking music. Best music ever.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Everywhere we went was like.
Did you ever get sick of Zydeco music though?
Hell no.
Really?
No way.
You gotta work.
Well,
with the
and
American
a lot of like
the,
we only really saw one Zydeco band, but it was fucking rad. This huge black guy's arms were like as big around as my thighs.
Was this the
and
accordion
he played a
dude?
Button accordion. It was fucking radical. So good.
Awesome.
And we just stopped in to get a drink. Well, Karen and Chip were there, and they texted BT and I, and they're like, get here now, this shit is fucking amazing.
Karen,
we end
sounds
up staying like for like 3 hours.
Oh, she's trouble. Okay,
it was fun.
Movie Madness. Well, it's good to have you back.
It's good
Thank
to have
you.
Glad
you had a blast.
It was a really fun trip.
You have a nice tan too, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, all our viewers will agree with me.
It's sparkling.
Posting that. All right, here we go. I'm gonna apologize in before we get into this, this fucking machine is running
it.
Like
you
a turd.
You don't apologize for shit.
And this
shit
is the
there,
first movie
cakes.
That I could get to work. So it's really kind of.
This is awesome.
Deliverance.
You know what? I rented it the other day, though. I watched
Armageddon. You said you rented it the other day. You rent it once a week.
I own that shit. Well, I had to rent
Behind
the. I had
the
to
scenes.
Buy it so that I could give it to the, you know, the cover of the DVD to the tattoo artist so that he
could
a nice rendition
of
on my neck.
Ben Affleck.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was
it
like
comes with a poster inside too you can hang on your wall.
Yeah, I mean
it's right there. Look behind you.
Yeah, when I'm like 60, I'm just going to be covered in what looks like monoliths, just big black squares of all the bad tattoos I've gotten. All right, so here we go.
2 weeks, and that's what the man said, and he's not taking a piss.
Stock, Lock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
No.
Good guess, though.
Yeah, that's a good guess. Jenny, anything?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Moving on. I have to confess.
Oh, no.
Jenny and I went out. Some friends were in town, and I didn't get drunk. I just kind of had a nice little buzz on. I get home, get in bed,
turn on the television, and I don't know what country it is. I don't think it was Mexico City. It might have been, it could have been Mexico City. Some Latino culture. It fucking, that's, is that bad?
No, you're just funny. Oh.
Some Latino culture. No, goddamn, with their Afghans.
Of course, the guy, there's two people, there's two reporters or whatever the fuck they are, two actors. The dude's, you know, totally handsome, and the chick's just got big honkers, a tight dress on, she's smoking hot. And then they cut into the segments for the news, and they are brutal. They are just fucked up. They're showing dead bodies. They're showing, like, the most graphic fucking...
Was it Telemundo?
No, it wasn't Telemundo.
It was in English?
No, it was all in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
And motherfucker, it was... And I'm going, man. I wonder if, you know, that's the way it is around the world, that our news is shit.
I'm not starting.
It's ridiculous,
this.
And you got people... It's raining! Let's do a fucking hour on raining.
And
let's,
if you stay,
look out the fucking window.
And if you stay through 5 minutes of commercial, we'll show you Beavy, yeah, the water skiing otter. That, oh fuck, there was no one dying in Afghanistan. We're gonna show kid who rescued his
let's
puppy.
Let's talk to Edna.
With,
she
with
clips
some silly
coupons.
Puppy.
Look at all the savings.
You say savings once a show.
I'd like to.
I think
I like savings.
Since that show, you've said savings.
I really
think you
said
it on the phone last week.
I was like, New Orleans is full of savings.
You can buy four beers for $2. What the savings?
She just closes her eyes and opens them up really quick, and there's just dollar signs. Savings!
Value Village.
So anyway, you're watching
and,
this
right, and then
Latino
they,
culture.
They cut to different segments of shit, and they keep cutting back from these horrible, horrible shots of, like, burned bodies. You know, and then whatever the fuck it is, I don't speak Spanish, so I can't really follow what's going on. All I see is death and destruction. And then they cut back to super hot guy and super hot girl, and they're all, you know, talking.
Were they laughing?
They were just smiling. Hey, okay. Watch up. And then they cut to some dude just punching another guy in the face. It's just like, just brutal shit. And I'm going, holy crap. And then I, you know, our news, nah, not good. Sucky.
Well, their news isn't really good either, because you can't smile and be like, "This colito."
Actually, it made me kind of feel sheltered, A.
Right.
And two, kind of like, fuck, you know, like watching that much intense violence is just, you know, not good for me. I don't like it.
Was it footage from Burning Man? That was really bad. I apologize. But if it was, you would have been laughing.
Have any of you ever been to Burning Man?
I've never been. I almost went.
People
like
say it's a fucking blast.
10 years ago.
Yeah. Anytime with more than 40 people around me for 3 days is not something.
I don't.
Yeah,
I
deal
just
with.
Would.
Unless
I
you're in a city.
I don't like to be anywhere where I can't escape.
Right. I'd have to dress like Master Blaster.
Jenny, you'll dress like Tina Turner, and I can dress like the little midget that. I can dress like Master.
He's a child.
Well, you would dress.
Oh. We were anyway. So that was fucked up, and of course I'm gonna watch it again.
Can I bitch about something that I love very much, but I want
to
bitch about it?
I would love to hear it.
I love your car, Jude. Yeah. Oh. I love your car.
I forgot about
it. Oh,
did
yeah.
you hear this story?
No. Well, I heard that you...
Okay, so Thursday night, I was working really late, and I came back, and who's... And I just like, hey, I never stopped by June's house. I got to stop by June's house. Yeah, go ahead. So I stopped by June's house, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? And June's talking, and I was like, well, I got to go home. And he goes, why don't you just take my car? Like, I just drop it off in the morning. And I go, fine, great, awesome, cool, that rocks, that kicks ass. So I'm driving, and then this is what I say to June. I say, hey, June, is there anything you need to know about your car? Like, is the gas light going to, like, is the engine light going to flash at me? What are the weird quirks of the car? Is it going to say service soon? Like, you know how, like, if I had someone, it would be like, stop the car immediately, ignore that. You have all these things.
My gas gauge doesn't work.
Right. Does the speedometer work?
It doesn't work.
Is a headlight out? Shit like that. June's like, you know my car. Well, I know your car, but I'm like, well, what? He's like, no, it's
stinky.
Fine. So I go, all right, first thing I get in June's car, I turn it on, it starts. I'm like, okay, heat's on, all this stuff on. I want to roll down the window to say, hey, June, thanks for letting me borrow your car. And I just crank it, the window a little bit, and all of a sudden the window just comes inside the car. Like, goes down and just tilts
at
me.
Yeah, the window's broke.
And then I open the thing and I go, hey, June, what did I just do to your window? He goes, don't roll down the window. And I'm like, I asked you about this. Why did you not tell
me that? Is there anything? No, everything's fine. Except for the window.
So he comes over and he's just like, oh, fuck. I go, so what's going to happen? He goes, well, you're going to have to fix it with me tomorrow morning because it's not going to get fixed. I go, what are we going to have to do? And he goes, we're going to have to rip open the door and fix it. And I'm like, well, I can't drive it like this. If I go over a bump, like
it'll
break the glass. And I don't want to do that. And so then he goes, well, let's try to fix it now.
I'm drunk too. Because
I was gonna leave that out for being polite. I was just gonna be like,
well, I hadn't been. I've been so fucking poor. I, you know, hadn't gone out in a long time. So Thursday, I was like, I got some tips. And I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna go out. So I got a little.
So he goes, all right, let's fix it now. And he fixed it, and he's like, roll it up, roll up. Okay, looks like it works. All right, you're all set. And then I get in the car, and then I'm like, all right, you sure? I'm like, okay. It's rattling around while I'm driving. The brake light for the emergency brake is constantly on. That's a good thing to tell me because then I was like trying not to leave. And then the gas light, and then I realized while I'm driving the car is like there's almost no gas in the car. But I was like, maybe the gas light's broken because there's all this shit June's not telling me, but I'll just fill it up tomorrow. So I'm talking to the car, like rubbing the dashboard going, baby, just get me home tomorrow. I'm going to fill you up. I'm going to send you back to June all full and yummy and it's going to be great. And so I get home and I'm like, I get home, I'm like, oh, thank God I'm home. And I look out, I look across, like I park across the street from my house and I look and I see my sister-in-law who's babysitting my children. She's on the computer in the house. And then, so I turn the car off and I go to get the seatbelt and all of a sudden the seatbelt won't disengage. And I'm sitting there and I go, and I'm sitting there and I'm like tugging at it. And I go, wait, did he tell me not to use the seatbelt? And I go, no, I've been in the car with you.
I forgot.
He always puts his seatbelt. June always puts his seatbelt on when he's in the car. I've ridden with him, so I know the seatbelt is usable. But I'm sitting there, and now, like, the window, like, after about a minute and a half, the windows are all fogging up, and I'm looking into the house.
Panic is rising.
My cell phone battery had just died, so I couldn't call in to, like, call June, which I figured he'd be passed out by now, or call in the house and be like, Bridget, I'm home, get a knife.
Bring me a sandwich.
I don't have a knife. I'm, like, sitting there
I'm
clicking.
Trapped.
And then after about 2 minutes, I start feeling really claustrophobic, so I open up the window. And I don't open up the window. I open up the door, and all that does is start the little, even though the key is not in the ignition, which makes me think that a bomb is going to explode after 3 minutes of sitting there going, cut, and I start going, and I start freaking out in the car, because I'm just like, I just want to go home. I've been working for 16 hours today. I can see my house. I'm trying to like wave, like, notice me, someone. And I'm trying to get out. And then I had to actually, a voice in my mind goes, Patrick, you need to calm down. Just take a deep breath. And I took a deep breath and I go,
come on, dude, we're going to get through this.
I'm like, I don't have a Leatherman on me. I don't have a knife because I was about to cut your fucking seatbelt right fucking off. And I went, I don't have to do that. I'll just squeeze my legs out. So June asked me the next day when I explained this to him, he's like, well, you finally got it. I'm like, no, I finally didn't get it. And he goes, well, how did you get out of my car? And I'm like, I took all the slack from the shoulder and whipped the waist and like stood up and slipped one leg out. I felt like I was getting out of fucking handcuffs. When you see those guys, you see that chick in the back of the cruiser, like with her hands behind, she's like, oh, yes, I'm so flexible. I take Pilates and yoga. And I got out and I was just like, fuck it. And then the next door, June's like, oh, yeah, you have to use the key. And I'm like, what key? And he's like, just use the ignition key. You just have to press it onto the little thing and it will pop out. And I'm like, okay, good to know. We're all set now. I was like, I thought I was going to die. Like, I was telling you, it felt like
thank you, I don't want to go this way.
It felt like when I was doing it, like I could literally in my mind's eye see water like rising up from the floorboards, like dench, dench,
Gator
dench,
water.
Dench. I thought I was in an episode of MacGyver, but I did not have a Swiss Army knife.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, that broke.
Everything in your car is broke.
I love
your car.
It runs great.
It does.
But it's got its personality, its foibles.
It does. It's like a girlfriend who's never jealous, who will never cheat on you.
She's got one eye in her. She's got one boob and it's like on her neck.
And her nickname's Lucky. You know, and everyone knows her by that. Hey, Lucky. Her name is Chandra. Stop calling her Lucky.
Chandra.
So, oh, that's good times.
Well, the thing is the story, that car, is its name's Stinky. And
it doesn't smell.
Not anymore. But I had this. Okay, I tried this theory out a couple of years ago, and what it was is I went, I kind of want a car. You know, I used to ride my bike everywhere.
Yeah.
That was my mode of transportation. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to try and, you know, get a free car. And so I was playing a lot of music at the time, and, you know, and then my leisure time was spent in bars. So I was constantly in bars or at clubs or whatever. And I just, you know, randomly ask, hey, does anybody have a car they want to get rid of? And, you know, about 2 months later, somebody, sure enough, goes, yeah, I was going to donate it, but fuck it. If you want it, come over and get it.
Only June gets a free car.
No. Actually, he put it out there. It's the power of saying, this is what I want.
It's the secret.
It's that.
Don't go into that.
I've had friends who have done that, said, I want this. I'm going to work on getting this. They spend a little time and they go, yeah, I got it. And it's like, I don't buy into that whole shit. But anyway.
So after a while, a friend and I are at it was Thanksgiving, so we were at Safeway getting supplies and stuff. And I locked the fucking keys in the car while it's running.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never done that.
And I'm like, well, fuck, man, I got to get in there. So I bust out the smallest window.
Yeah.
Because there's no other way.
Is that why it's broken?
Excuse me. Yeah. And so I just never fixed it. I just let it, you know, whatever. And, you know, through time and an Oregon winter, it had started to get
mold.
Well, mold and water.
Yeah.
So in the back seat, there was probably like an inch and a half of water and like mushrooms growing. I think a cat lived there for a while because I didn't really drive it much because I wasn't insured and I was still riding my bike a lot. And
but you had a free car.
It was so bad and it started just reeking. Just stank so bad. And I had my buddy who's going to be on the show eventually, Josh. He has this horrible gag reflex. And he'd get in the car.
That's why he's going to be on the show.
So he gets in the car and he starts going, ah! He's opening the window. I'm like, you okay? And he's just rolling.
He can't open up. If he's driving, he can't roll
on
the window.
On the passenger side. Okay. And so, and when you'd be driving and there'd be a stop sign, all my friends knew to lift your feet or the water from the back seat would cascade into the front floor panel.
Tidal wave! You really weren't imagining that water. It probably really was filling
maybe,
up.
Maybe I think it was the ghost of someone else who had drowned in that car. Speaking
it's like
to
The
me.
Shining.
It was The Shining. It was the kids teaching me to, Danny, stop, backtrack, and then old daddy will fucking freeze to death.
So finally, I gaffered the back windows. It's still got the gaffer
on
there.
You got the gaff tape on it, man.
That's the good shit.
Gaff tape is wonderful.
Movie madness. But the thing is the car runs so fucking good, and I've changed the alternator on it. I've changed the battery a couple times. I've done a little bit of engine work on it, but that's it. I don't know, like 4 years.
Yeah,
how much money do you think you've put into that car?
Maybe 700? Four, maybe.
That's amazing.
But how does that car pass inspection?
I had to buy a muffler because the muffler fell.
No, but like crack, like.
It does. It's just the. It's
the
legal.
But the crack, like maybe it's a state thing.
It's got a crack windshield too.
Crack windshield wouldn't pass. The fact that you have no left side passenger mirror wouldn't pass.
I don't have a passenger mirror on my car.
Maybe that's
Oregon. It doesn't
thing.
Exist.
If you have like a crack
like
windshield,
like the Mazda Model 323 from whatever
no,
year.
No, on the driver's side.
It's a.
Oh.
I think it's finally a classic. So it. You it don't have to go.
Rules.
You just have to go through DEQ.
What year is it?
Fucking, I don't know.
It's probably an 87.
It's a Camry. No, it's a 9. I think it is an 87.
It looks like
mine
an 80s.
Actually had the same
baby speedster.
Baby speedster, yeah.
But it runs really well. I was talking to it, and I could feel that car just going. All right, you better fucking put gas in me when I get back.
It's like it is parched constantly. And fuel line is on.
And I said to you,
time.
I was like, "Is the you're running out of fuel light always on?" You're like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "Okay," because it went off today because I put gas in it.
I don't think it's been off.
Like, yeah, no, it's always on because I'm always out of gas. Because
it's just on. It looks like a little illuminator. But
my car had the same problem. It was dead for a while. And my ex-boyfriend, Jay, put a new radiator in it that it needed that. So he put it in himself, which was rad. And it sat in front of the house forever. That's and the trunk would fill up with water. Jay finally had to drill holes into
the
trunk
to drain,
to drain it out. But yeah, it grew mold all on the fucking seatbelts. Yeah. It was sick.
It got icky.
I love your car, though.
Poor
it's
baby
a great car.
Speedster.
That would, I've had some fucking weird-ass cars.
Have you ever had sex in that car?
I don't think you can.
Yes, you can.
No.
I've had sex in
it. Well, now maybe, but that funk, would. There's no way you could get a girl in that car.
Lucky.
Lucky
you could have had sex
in
it last night.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. I
knew things have gotten hot and heavy in there, but I'm just like,
no penetration.
I'm too old for fucking in a car.
Yeah, I got
a
fucking
upstairs.
I got a bed.
I got a comfy little bed.
I don't know, maybe you were at the park. Maybe you were like a green hanky type of guy.
I had sex once in a Volkswagen, a bug.
Ooh,
that was cramped.
That's really cramped.
You got to, yeah, you got to know your shit. You got to bend. You got to dislocate your shoulder.
You got to be in
it's
fucking
like getting out of a
straitjacket. Good thing all my internship at Cirque du Soleil worked out.
Playing the old Spider-Man theme. Spider-Man. Does whatever. So I went past the Wonder, not the Wonder, the Melody Ballroom yesterday, I think it was. And the fucking Jesus Lizard was in town.
Oh,
and
so, yeah, people were talking
about
that.
I didn't know
that?
And I was just like, motherfucker. Have you ever seen him live?
I haven't.
Never. I heard they were in town, though, and everyone's like, I was like, Jesus Lizard's coming to town? They were like, yeah, I should have told you that on Thursday when your windshield popped out at me.
Well, I didn't even know they were in town, but motherfucker, if you're out there, go see him. Buy a record and go see them because they're great live. They're a great band. They rock. And then I heard that...
they did that Right Here, Right Now song, didn't they?
Right here, right now.
That's the same exact band.
Watching the world wake up from history.
Awesome band live. Supposedly, that's what June says.
Yeah, it's all Van Morrison covers. But I also heard that Broken Lizards are touring.
I don't know who they are.
They did
Super Troopers
and all that.
Oh,
and they're going to be at the Aladdin on 11/20. And I'm going to go if you guys want to go.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, what are they going to be doing? Like Q&A?
They're
going to
do Q&A. Each one of them does like 10 minutes of stand-up. And then they.
That's cool. I bet.
They
where
do
are
all
they
kinds
at?
Of stuff.
The Aladdin?
The Aladdin, yeah.
Wow.
Which is
off of
stone.
Pal.
I could.
Yeah, you can walk. I walked there the other night from your little Dookie Duke.
That's awesome.
I was going to say, after you left here.
No,
but anyway,
I walked to here.
We are, let's do one more of these and then let's take a fake break. Wait, what number are we on? We want this one.
Why do you run off like that? You're embarrassed, aren't you? You think your own dad's a dickhead.
Shaun of the Dead.
Train Spotting.
Negative. Nope. But good guesses.
Superman 2.
A for efforts. If the listener, I've talked to people that listen to the shows,
they
and
get
they'll
so
get
angry.
It.
They get so.
Well, I swear, being on the show makes you a moron.
No, it's just being in my company.
I listened to probably like a month after I listened to a show that I wasn't on, and I was sitting there, Starship Troopers. I was like, it's fucking Starship Troopers. I've seen this movie once in my life. I know what it is. As soon as put a mic.
That one took me a
next
long
next time someone
time.
Comes up next time. Time someone comes up and says, hey, I get that movie immediately. Just whip a microphone out of your back pocket and play something. Go tell me what it is now, motherfucker.
And they won't be able
to. It's hard, man. It's hard. Just by being the president.
It ages you.
See,
after 10 movie madness, I get gray. I got streak of gray.
I can't get it where you see it. But if you're lucky and play your cards right, you'll see my silver fox.
But this is the Hideous Creature Show. You can find us on Hideous Creature. What is it? Hideous Creature Show at squarespace.com. You can find us on Hideous Creature Show Podcast on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter as Hideous Creature. Am I missing
anything?
If you
Google us, it'll come up.
Yeah, we finally got the Google rating. Thanks, everybody, for listening, too. And the funny little people are starting to leave little messages on the website, which is kind of nice.
Are they? I haven't seen them.
They're on a little forum area. It's I forgot what it's called. I was going to do a walkthrough of the website on the show.
I think it's called
Talk to Us. Yeah.
Is that on the Squarespace site?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll look at that during fake break.
And we're going to take a fakey breaky.
And you guys are going to watch Attack.
We're going to watch Attack Attack.
And we'll come back and check it out.
Yeah.
So we'll see you in a sec.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Winston's giving you real flavor for rich tobacco flavor. Winston's easy drawing too. The filter lets the flavor through. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Oh, that is it for Fake Break. We're back. This is the Hideous Creature Show. And Patrick just brought up some really, really, really great, awful fucking videos.
Grade A, baby.
And I think that we should start. I know it's the end of the year is coming up pretty soon, but also as viewers, send us links to sites. And I think what we're going to do is we're going to have the worst video
of the year.
And
we just watched two definite contenders.
Oh my God. One was Attack Attack.
I forget the song.
Stickly.
Yeah, something like that.
And then the other.
The official version, not the one where they're on the bridge. There's one where they're on the bridge, and they do that thing where they, you know, where they took their guitars and like put them behind their head for a beat. They do that on the other one, so it's obviously choreographed.
If you go to YouTube, it's fucking horrible.
It's they do synchronized squats and synchronized headbats, synchronized running in
space.
But
then they also like go into some weird techno thing, and
don't ruin it.
Oh. I will put a link on it.
Don't put a link on Attack Attack.
No, I'm gonna start our a contender space on the website so you can go and like check it out, and maybe we'll have like I'll somehow put like a voter thing on there or whatever. I doubt it. I don't know how what I'm fucking doing. And then the other one we watched was
it's actually in Portland, which is great.
It's this horrible video. It's called Puff Puff Give. And it was recorded. I don't know if it was recorded in Portland, but the video was shot in Portland. And it's advocating marijuana smoking. But you know, fuck it.
Puff puff.
Anybody
puff.
Who listens to Ben Harper is like, burn one down. But it's not that. What? Did I just like throw Ben Harper?
No. The guy, the drummer on it, the bongo player,
fake David Cross.
Is a fake David Cross. He looks like a Willy Wonka stretched him out and put some dreads on him.
Yeah,
he was like Mike TV, but if David Cross was like Mike TV with dreadlocks,
fucking A. So I'll put some links on the site and
you gotta
check
watch
him out.
Puff Puff Give.
But Puff Puff Give, holy shit, especially from Portland, you're gonna be like,
oh my god.
So here's a movie madness.
I don't feel well.
Of course you don't. You got an hangover.
The Commitments.
Negative. You're getting there though.
Hmm.
They're gonna get a little easier. Want another one? Just real quick.
Yeah.
Here we go.
And I'll tell you something, mate. Anti-wrinkle cream there may be, but anti-fat bastard cream there is none.
Anything? I can see the juices flowing.
I know I've seen this. Maybe I haven't. Pasadoshi on the left hand side.
Pasadoshi, Rasaparai. Oh, so it's just
fucked up. Hey, did you know from the lyrics of that song that they're good in Rice Krispies and brownies?
I've learned a lot from that song.
I learned that it comes from the earth.
Thank you, Ganja God, and it can't hurt.
It can't hurt.
I would like to have an anvil like Wile E. Coyote fall on my head instead of watching.
I know that I like to love and live.
And groove and dance in bare feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know they're wearing flip flops in the pee puddle.
Seriously, that's why you don't wear. No, they're not. They're wearing Birkenstocks.
Yeah.
Patrick has this game that we used to play at work, and he brought it up on Fake Break, or yeah, he brought it before we started. And what it is, you know, he picks a celebrity, and we decide if what would they be like?
Would they be cool?
Would they be dicks,
or would they be cool? A dick? Yeah. Whoa, we just did. Ooh, we're like,
you like that?
We're like, yeah, we're like totally like.
Oh, and another thing is the Attack Attack dude, and then we're done. He's okay. I have a fucking. I hate the vocoders. I'm sick of the fucking vocoder.
I don't know if
anybody can be a singer.
That
now.
Is not a vocoder. That's autotune.
It's fucked.
It's
right.
Taking,
so
it's, like a vocoder is taking like rock the people. Like it's taking like it's like Parliament. They used vocoders. It's taking the
because
voice.
That's the autotuner.
That was the autotuner.
Yeah. So you can be a shitty singer, and it will bring your voice up to the pitch.
Which, you know what? Like, if we were in the studio, if we were recording a record, and you're like, oh, God, I hate that fucking note. And I knew that every time that we listened to playback, you would hate that note. I'd be like, we're auto-tuning that note. And then it would make you sound fine. But what they're doing now with the R&B shit and that attack shit is they're taking the notes and they're actually drawing out the lines and doing them so and bopping them up
pitching
and down
them around
so drastically so they go like gay fish because I'm a gay fish like they're like do you believe in
right
love?
That's your thing
that was kind of like vocoder-esque and then it got fucking really crazy like the vocoder is like taking is kind of is just like a talk box it's taking what you're doing
and
you're controlling
shit.
A note but you're pitching it with another,
right.
With another. You're playing a note, but enveloping it with another thing.
Ugh.
Auto-tuning it is going like, because they're moving the actual notes around, and you hear it tracking weird.
Okay, I was wrong.
Blech.
But motherfucker, I hate that shit. Needs to go away. But so,
it has a
what
use.
Do you think? What a celebrity?
A celebrity that is alive today.
Actually, you know what? Why don't we start with, like, Buster Keaton? What do you think? Buster Keaton would be a dick or nice?
I say he'd be a dick.
Really? What do you think?
I don't know. I don't really even know who that is. Who is Buster Keaton?
He was an old...
Johnny Depp played him in Benny and June. Well,
he did. He's an old silent film star. He did, like, a lot of the... You know, old... like,
I
the house falling.
The little rolls with the forks with the Mickey Mouse hit. Benny and June.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, I don't think I can make a good education.
Okay,
guess
we'll
on
skip
that one.
John Wayne.
Dick.
Really?
Oh my God. Do you like no? You have to take out what you want him to be and just look at him objectively. He would have been an asshole.
Okay, I think you would have been cool if you were of
kissing
that
his
era.
Ass?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
If you were older than him. If you were older than him.
Because I mean, it was a different time.
Okay. Yeah, he'd be a dick.
I think he's probably. Yeah, I take it back. He's a dick.
Yeah, he's a dick.
No, the good thing is when we have different opinions and then can go, yeah.
Well, I.
What about Dan Aykroyd?
That's a hard
that's
one.
That's a good one. Dan Aykroyd today?
Yeah, or. Yeah.
Or Cocaine Dan Aykroyd.
Or, yeah, or SNL Dan Aykroyd. I don't know.
I don't know anybody that's.
I bet Dan Aykroyd would be a little bit of a dick.
I think so too.
I think he'd be like, you know what? I'm Dan Aykroyd. I'm sick of being bothered.
Yeah, I could see him like kind of pushing you.
I could see him being like, hey, you like blues? No, what I like about blues
I'm
is you.
I'm so sick of that shit, too.
Yeah.
God damn, if I hear another 1/4/5 progression. Unless it's the Black Keys. But
so the reason I brought that up is because one of the people we were talking about before was Bill Murray.
Right.
Bill Murray's a good one. Good guy or dick?
I don't know. I want to say good guy, but I feel like he's a dick.
I say he's a dick.
Why?
I want to say good guy.
Because I think he's a dick. I think what makes him talented, and I think his character, I think he would be the dude in Groundhog Day.
Oh, that.
Well, yeah, like you want him to be the guy from Caddyshack when you meet him, all funny.
No, you
and,
don't
like,
want him
fun loving.
No, he's not fun loving. He's fucking crazy and shit.
Well,
back.
That's true.
But
that's
he's still
a
dick because he wants to kill a fucking groundhog. Well, I don't really have a problem.
Gopher,
go,
yeah,
fucking whatever. Jesus. I'm combining two movies.
I actually know
Bill Murray.
This is why I wanted to talk about
his,
it.
His old nanny that used to take care of his kids.
Uh huh.
And she said that he was exactly. Like he is in the movies. He's really, you know, just deadpan and just would one be really nice and then the next second say something kind of off the cuff, you know, like, oh, yeah, you're a smart one. Yeah, you're all full of brains, aren't you? You know, walk away or whatever.
And was it like in a funny way or in like
or
a
just kind of,
she said that it was like
it can be in that middle way where it's just like, oh, yeah, you're a smart one, walk away. And you're like, what is that?
Exactly.
Mean?
She said he was hot and cold. Like.
I don't
nice.
Know if that
said his wife was nice.
I don't know if that means being a
cheated.
Dick, though.
Like really sarcastic.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean
well
being
sarcastic,
dick.
But kind of
aloof?
Demeaningly.
Oh, okay,
but sarcastic.
If his wife was nice, I think he has to be a dick because there's also this other thing when you look at when married couples, not all the time, but statistically, celebrity married couples, one of them has to be a dick, and one of them has to be really nice.
Like as far as like children or
no, like. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Dick. Bitch.
You know what? I think she's nice.
Okay. I think she's a total illusion.
Chris Martin from fucking
Coldplay.
Coldplay.
I don't know who that
God,
is.
God, see, that's her husband, and that guy's got to be a dick. He Who's, sucks.
Coldplay's a band, right?
Yeah. Yes, and they like fit. They are like wannabe
Brad Pitt.
You too.
Brad Pitt.
Nice.
I think Angelina I think Jolie.
Bitch.
See, yeah, that cunt. Proves my point.
Like you could smoke weed with Brad Pitt.
Yeah,
that
and
proves
he'd be
my
like,
point.
He goes like, "Don't tell the fam."
Yeah, don't tell Angelina. Give.
Katie Holmes.
See, that's a hard one. Tom Cruise.
Tom
and
Cruise.
Katie Holmes. I don't know. I want to say she would be the nice one, but
I want to say I say she'd be the bitch and he'd be the nice one. I think he would be the nice.
Well, doesn't Tom Cruise like
actually,
save people
yeah,
from fires?
Exactly,
and shit?
Exactly. We were talking about
this
before.
Well, let's take this criteria. If you saw Tom Cruise outside on the street, like smoking a bud or fucking doing, looking at his eye thing, and you walked up and said, "Excuse me, I don't mean to bother you. Really big fan. Thank you so much." Would he look at you and go, "Can't you see him fucking on my goddamn iPhone?" Or would he be like, "Thank you very much"? I think he'd go, "Thank
yeah,
you very
I
much."
Yeah, I do too. Because yeah, he like. He fucking saved somebody like from getting hit by a car or something.
No, they got like mugged and like, or they got hit by a car and he took them to the hospital
yeah,
and for
paid
their bill.
The bill.
And
I
then
mean,
he rescued a child from a fire.
Yeah.
And...
See, that's.
I think so.
Well,
I think
isn't that the
nice.
The Scientology like kind of etiquette that
yeah,
they
like
have?
You,
where
you if you want to be that person, you become
right.
that person
you,
by doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You lead by example or
okay.
you, when an opportunity knocks, you take advantage.
Scientologists
of it.
Maybe should be stricken from the record of this game. If I name a person, you go Scientologist. I'll go, okay, we can't do anymore. But Beck Hansen, Beck.
See, I want him to be.
You
good.
Want? It's not what you want. It's what you would think.
He's
yeah,
probably
think?
A dick.
I think he's probably.
I didn't even realize that was his last name.
No, I can't read him. I have no say. I have no idea.
He's
unreadable to me.
Okay.
Because there are the celebrities that
you
have that
Gary Oldman is mine. I can't
read
ability. I could say I'd like Gary Oldman. See, I do what you do. I'd
yeah.
like Gary Oldman to be good, but I can't tell.
Ford.
Harrison Ford. I bet Harrison Ford would be
I
cool.
bet he's nice.
I bet he's
I think
cool.
he'd be nice, too.
Good guy.
Well, didn't you work with somebody that, like, worked with him?
Yeah, they just said, I was like, what was it
he was
like?
He was eating a fudgesicle.
He was eating a fudgesicle, and I went, and they were like, I don't know. And I was like, was it like seeing what you would think Harrison Ford would be like? And they went, exactly.
I would love to see Harrison Ford eating a fudgesicle.
Yeah. You would like to pretend that you were that fudgesicle.
Yeah.
Can I have a bite?
Did you
can
name
I have
that,
a lick of your
Did
sickle?
You name that fudgesicle Jenny?
Hey, H, can I have a bite? Did hey. You get that from Hoth?
Well, that's like a Triple H.
That was horrible. That was fucking
no,
bad.
No, it was Harrison, Han, and Hoth. You just threw a Triple H down. That was badass.
Cher.
Bitch.
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 Bitch. She has too much of a gay following. She's so snarky.
Let's take a dead one. Karen Carpenter.
Bitch.
Awesome.
Sweet.
I think she was too hungry sweet. To be sweet.
You think she'd just be perpetually cranky?
She's just like, I am so hungry.
Have another lemon.
All right. If you have any ideas of celebrities, send them in to send them in. Like if you give us your opinions and we'll look at them and we'll critique them on the show because that would be good.
Let's see.
What about Steve
Gene
Martin?
Wilder?
Ooh, good. Nice.
What?
Gene Wilder.
Gene nice. Wilder, sweetest man
sweet.
In the world.
Yeah. I agree.
And you want him to be sweet. I think he would be like, I think if you went Gene, thank you so much. He'd be like, thank you.
Yeah, I think you'd be really appreciative.
Thanks. Well, and Gilda Radner.
Yeah.
Nice. You know, she'd just be like sweet as hell.
Who was the? What was the one that we were saying, Jenny?
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin, dick.
I think so too.
I think he'd be a dick too.
And I love Steve Martin. I've been in love with him for years.
And maybe if like June, you were working on a film with him, and you were like his co-actor, maybe he'd be really awesome and nice to you. But if if I saw him tomorrow on the street, I'd be like a little cold.
Who do you think he has in his cell phone? Like an
Steve
odd,
Martin?
Yeah, some sort of odd. I think he'd have Terry Gross's number on his cell phone.
I think he thinks Terry Gross is way beneath him.
You think so?
Yeah. Terry Gross, nice, cool.
I think Terry Gross would be...
Who is Terry Gross?
She
Fresh Air.
Yeah, she does Fresh Air. She does interviews on NPR.
Oh, okay.
And then Garrison Keillor.
Garrison Keillor, I think is
I think he'd be
dick.
A dick.
I think he's a pretentious dick.
Yeah.
He hosts the Prairie Home Companion.
I don't know enough about him.
Ira Glass?
Dick.
I think he. If you actually said, hey, Ira, I love your show, he'd be like, thanks so much. Thanks for watching.
I don't think that he would take... I can't read him either, actually.
I say
I just dick just
okay.
flew out of my mouth. I'm hungry.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
You said a mouthful.
Save 4th of July savings.
You couldn't speak because you had marbles in there.
Dick and mouth. All right.
Fuck you and your dick and mouth.
Let's do another movie madness. Did we already do this one?
We'll find out.
If we're doing this, then just this once, we're doing it right.
I have no fucking idea.
Help?
I know, that sounded like the
it
Beatles.
It sounds like the last one in this one.
Okay. It sounds like I'm over.
I got marbles in my mouth.
You blew meanie.
I want to watch that movie
Somebody
again.
Somebody get a rake. We got to get ringed.
It's a great movie.
The Elsa Marie.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, I've actually had
no decent woman to be seen dead in there.
Jean Wood.
One more. No decent woman to be seen dead in there.
Jean Wood.
It's weird.
I have no
Is
idea.
Is this a movie that actually was distributed in the
yes,
United
it's,
States?
Yes, it was a great movie. You've probably seen it. So why don't we jump into the news?
All right.
Jenny, you got some news here.
I do.
I like because I try not to look at any of the news so I can hear it for the first time.
I don't think I've
Let's see, I'll do this one first. Hooker girlfriend paid in chicken nuggets by pimp boyfriend. According to reports, an Australian man pimped out his girlfriend and then paid her only in chicken nuggets. Ronald Gander, 27, threatened his 16-year-old live-in girlfriend
with sure
eviction.
Are you sure that's not Ronald McDonald?
Yeah. If she didn't
He's got
have
the hamburger
sex...
slanging pootie on the side.
If she didn't have sex with men to pay their living expenses. The 16-year-old girl's a runaway and was told she had to earn her keep. As a result, she was forced to have sex with at least 5 men during their time together, making $4,500, which Gander kept. Gander paid her nothing except for an occasional box of chicken nuggets. Not even like every day.
But what if she has a chicken nugget problem?
But that's not, maybe she was eating like a hamburger too. They just talk about chicken nuggets.
That was the bonus.
Like maybe that was
the bonus nugget.
That was like her bonus thing.
She's like, maybe she really, really loves nuggets.
Wait, that was it? So seriously, she made $4,500 for him and occasionally he threw down a box of chicken nuggets?
Apparently so. And I've been getting my news lately from Failblog. So, you know...
You don't give out the sources.
Oh, sorry.
Because then people will check it. All of our fans will, like, check
it's
it out
true.
And listen to it. All right, so, Jenny, what would you do? What would you do if you were a hooker and, like, you just had sex with, like, 5 guys, you're 16, and you saw $4,500 transpire, and I was just like,
you
here's
think
a box of
he
chicken
could give
nuggets.
Her, like, a Subway sandwich,
yeah,
maybe.
Or take her out to Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Like Shakey's? A whole pizza?
Yeah, you want a pitcher of Cokes on me?
You know what? We're going to go to Pizza Hut and you can get the buffet.
Yeah.
All you can eat.
You
even a
Sprite?
Salad bar.
Yeah. Oh. Don't. Cheese.
And no extra croutons.
Put that shredded cheese, sour cream's going on that baked potato. Fucking, you would think they would do that.
Yeah. Chicken nuggets is kind of like the bottom of the barrel. As far, like, give her a fucking Jumbo Jack.
Exactly.
At least, you know?
Now I want McDonald's, actually.
Actually, no, it's
I'm going
more
to that
fucked
on
up
the way
as
home.
I do.
Now,
sometimes I crave the condiments more than the stuff. You
I'm
know?
Getting the McChicken sandwich, like the $1 fucking shit piece of like one wilted lettuce, chicken, and 2 buns. I'm going to go home and like eat it on the way home like so guiltily. So when I walk in, it's like, hey, are you hungry? No. Why not?
No, I had a June made me a waffle.
June made June me a made, waffle. Yeah. What's that? Is that lettuce on your face? No.
No.
June makes me. Lettuce waffles.
He hoarded me out for some fucking food. She's just, wouldn't you, I mean, after fucking dudes and then, like, getting chicken nuggets, wouldn't you kind of pocket the money? Just get the, I don't know.
Yeah.
The whole pimp whore relationship just, I don't get it.
Well, she's 16.
Oh, okay, now I do.
You know what? I know 17-year-olds who are smarter than fucking that. I've met them in my life. They'd be like, if I was a whore, I'd be like, fuck, I don't need
I
a
I would
pimp.
Be like, give
if
me.
If a dude tries to fuck me up, I'll slice his ass.
Yeah.
You get her, I will fucks for nuggets shirt. I like it. Maybe no, I'd love it.
Too soon.
I'm getting one.
Too soon.
I'm getting it on my underwear.
Too soon. I just heard the story.
I need to breathe. I need to breathe.
Like fine wine.
Father-to-be misses birth of his son after being arrested for grabbing nurse's breast on the way to delivery room.
Dude, my life's over in a minute. You got a quickie?
A father missed the birth of his first son after being arrested for groping a nurse on the way to the delivery room. Police say Adam Manning sexually assaulted the nurse as she wheeled his wife into the delivery room. The 30-year-old had told the nurse she was cute, then reached around to grab her breast.
She shouldn't have been wearing that uniform.
Police in Ogden, Utah were called to the hospital and arrested Manning on charges of forcible sexual assault. When later asked about his actions, he said he had no idea why he carried out the assault. Police confirmed that he missed the birth of his son. Ogden Police Lieutenant Loring Draper said Manning had looked the nurse up and down after arriving at the McKay D Hospital and made a comment about her appearance.
She was hot!
He commented on how attractive she and how cute she was. Police said Manning had first tried to touch the nurse's neck before the assault.
Come here, you.
After the second time the nurse asked what he was doing,
what are you doing?
Draper said the wife responded that he was drunk.
I was drunk when my children were born. I didn't grow up.
Draper said it was unclear whether Manning drove to the hospital intoxicated or if he was taken there by someone else.
I did, but all of my nurses and doctors who were females were lesbians.
They were ugly. So
they were lesbians. Some of them were cute, but I knew I didn't have a chance.
Lesbians are hot. Some lesbians are smoking.
Some lesbians, some straight women are not smoking, and it goes both ways.
Yeah, but, it really does.
Okay, check this out. You don't just have a kid and then go, I need to touch some titty. It's happened before. He just got busted for it this time around.
Because he was drunk and he was stopped. Maybe he was like, I'm about to see a horror. I'm gonna see something come, which is not really even a horror, but he's just like, he's thinking,
I gotta get some titty now.
I gotta get some titty now because my wife's vagina is gonna be stretched like a fucking inner tube, and I'm gonna be done with her. So I need to get it.
I could line it up with this nurse, it'd be sweet.
Right.
For after my wife's used up.
And then, you know.
Used up. Wow,
and then all our other kids.
You're so sexist, Jenny. Fucking hate
it. All our other kids will be free.
It's used goods at that point.
Jesus. How fucked up is that? And what do you think is the wife?
She's just like, he's drunk again.
She's like, this is what he does.
He likes to grab a titty.
That's how I met my wife.
Why? The reporter did not do its job, which did not describe the wife's breasts, which she's pregnant, so they're probably pretty big.
Yeah, seriously.
Maybe he was afraid they were going to shrink in size when the kid was born.
Look at his picture, too. Oh, looks like
you had a picture and you held out.
He looks really
good. Rape face?
He has pockmarks.
He looks like a moron. It sucks. I mean, no one can see, it, but he's a moron.
It does look like it.
But, right. You know, as far as, you know, what the... in your drunk brain, though, who knows what's going on? He's like, she was hitting on me.
Seriously, but...
She was being nice
titties,
to him.
Titties. Like, you see breasts every fucking
day. All the time. They're all everywhere. The day. I have some right now.
Yeah, I haven't groped. I'm not reaching over to
Jenny,
groping.
Jenny, you got something on your nose. Come here, let me get it.
Oh, hold on. I just got groped.
Like, you see breasts. Hey,
Jenny, put this nurse outfit on.
You see titties every goddamn day. You don't walk up. Like, 9 months before that, he wasn't just, like, working with Sheila, the girl that changed the toner in the copier, going, oh, you missed that little trick.
Honk, honk.
Like, you weren't doing that. Oh, I just touched your microphone, which I pretended was your breath. I did not pretend it was
your penis. It's not a lapel.
I pretended it was June's penis.
It looks similar.
You
got to
blow
June's
the
penis.
Dust off of it before you touch that thing.
We need to get you a woman. We need to get you a puncture repair kit.
I found some boots in my room. I don't know where the fuck they came from.
Wow.
Intruder.
Intruder.
Magus is bringing home gifts.
He's bringing home ladies. Okay. Burglar busted after checking Facebook during crime.
What? I'm assuming he broke into a house and went, oh, well, I'm here. I might as well check my update.
Add burglars to the list of people that are addicted to the social networking site Facebook. Pennsylvania police busted 19-year-old Jonathan Parker after he broke into a home last month and accidentally left his Facebook page open on the victim's computer. Investigators said Parker likely squeezed through a bedroom window and while inside swiped two diamond rings worth $3,500. When the victim came home, she alerted authorities after finding her home ransacked and her computer on with an unfamiliar Facebook account on the screen. Turns out, the victim and the suspect had a mutual friend who later confessed to authorities that Parker had asked him to carry out the crime. Parker remains
good
in police
friend.
Custody.
Good fucking
if
friend.
If convicted, he faces up to 10
hey,
years.
Hey, June. Yeah, I'm really sorry. My friend Steve, you've met Steve.
Wait, hold
like,
on, hold on,
Facebooked
hold on.
Him?
I can't. I'm texting on Facebook.
Wait, my friend Steve, you met him, right?
Steve.
Well, you befriended him on Facebook. You met him last week. He broke into your house and stole some rings.
Oh, that's what that
and
was?
Some shit. Yeah.
Steve?
And
Steve
he left
Wilbur?
It up. We're mutual friends. Good fucking mutual friends, dumb fucknot.
Well, yeah, if chicks are fucking for chicken nuggets, then
dummies are gonna, you know, steal shit.
And why, like, what does he not have a computer? He just needed to, like, what? I wonder if he went and updated his status, like, burglarizing.
Cha-ching,
like,
dollar
signs. Totally in this bitch's house right now.
Just dollar signs.
Stu is like, got a pair of panties on my head, and no one knows.
I'm totally.
You guys should totally see me in this house. I'm totally robbing this bitch.
You just humped a pillow.
I fucked a promise.
All right. You got any more, Jenny?
I got one more short one.
Okay.
Women flashes $2,700 at Massachusetts bar, gets robbed.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I missed that one. Sorry.
Police say a Massachusetts woman flashed $2,700 in cash.
$2,700?
Or $27,000.
How do you hold that much money?
What?
$27,000.
How do you hold it? $2,700 rather than $20,000?
I mean, in my head, I kind of see it that she had it like... A bunch of hundred fanned out.
She's like, hey.
$2,700 makes
Who's
sense.
Wait,
dollar?
Was it $2,700?
$27,000, actually.
It was $27,000
in cash.
At a bar.
At a bar.
And she got robbed.
Massachusetts police say they are searching for two men suspected of robbing a woman of $27,000 after she flashed the cash in a Springfield bar. Sergeant John Delaney said on Friday that the 22-year-old woman was robbed Monday night by two men wearing dark clothing and bandanas, one armed with what appeared to be a semi-automatic handgun.
Holy shit.
According to police, the woman bragged in the bar after receiving $27,000 from an insurance claim. Police say she was later robbed after she left the bar with a male friend. Delaney said the woman should have put her cash in settlement in a bank.
No, yeah, she should have shut the fuck up. Like, okay, how much money could you spend in a bar at a night, and like, or could you do it?
Yeah, why would you be carrying
that
around?
I could go through, like, if you said, all right, I won $27,000. I want to go out. I'm going to go out. Wouldn't you take, like, what's the most amount of money? You would take $1,000? I take two. I take
$2,000. Serious. I don't think I would. I would fucking put it in a bank and use my goddamn card.
No, no, no. But if you won $27,000, I would take $2,000 out in cash, go out one night, I could go through that. I would not take $27,000.
And wave it around like a fucking retard.
And go, look what I got, people. You're lower than dirt with me.
She's got those high heels with the fish in them. Like, she's had better ideas.
She's wearing jeans that don't have any back pockets on them.
I've heard of people, you know, hitting the lottery, and when at the bar, you know, in Oregon, we have the lottery machines, and when you win, they go tick 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 ding 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 ding, and when that shit goes off I've heard it go off for like 5 minutes before, you know, motherfuckers walking out with a pockets full of cash.
I even get paranoid if I'm taking a large amount of money out at the ATM and somebody sees me.
Which is what, like $300?
Like, I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, somebody knows.
You got $300?
Yeah, no. I mean, or the ATMs are the best ones where they go like, chick, chick, chick.
Oh,
chick,
the money
chick,
falls.
Chick. Yeah, so you can, it's like 20, 40, 60, 80. Like, I mean, you can just count how much you're going to fucking shake me down for.
I'm a big user of, like, I put my shit in the bank. I have it, like, my paycheck goes direct into my account.
I don't even get a paycheck. I'm different. I like cash. Like, if somebody's like, hey, I'm going out tonight, I like knowing that I have, like, $60 in
and
cash.
And only that to spend.
No, but that's if I run out of that, I have a card, but sometimes there's certain spots where it's like, hey, we don't take cards.
Or, my card, and I will fucking get my bar bill at the end of the night and be like, ouch. That's way more.
Right, but if you
have
cash, you can be like, right. Sometimes if you have like $60, you can be like, all right, I've been drinking for like 3 hours. You like, look, you go, can I settle up my tab? And you're like, oh, I got $20 left.
Yeah.
Okay, like, I can kind of manage that. I think one of the few fucking people that like cash.
I like cash.
If I had shitloads of money, every 2 days I would take $300 out and just be like, I have that on me at all times. I've never been mugged. I would
look
the same way. Well, no one's going to mug me.
Have you ever been mugged?
No. My dumb ass would lose it. It would fall out. I can't have cash on me. I don't carry cash in my wallet either.
Oh.
It goes right in my front
pocket.
Well,
that's also different because sometimes you don't want to, like, I also don't like going to bars and, like, I do this weird transfer system where, like, if I have, like, $60 on me, even 60, I'll be taking a piss, and then while I'm washing my hands or doing something, I'll take one of the 20s out of that wallet and stick it in my pocket. So that way, when I have to pay for something, I don't have to go to my wallet. I can just grab it and get the change, and the change all goes in there. And then if I know I'm going to need $20 later when I'm taking another piss because I have a small bladder, I'll pull another, like, or I'll just reach in and pull another 20 out.
Right.
So I never, like, whip out my wallet and go, like, hey, I got you know,
yeah,
$50 here.
Cha-ching, I got $27K.
But I'm also weird about that.
I
also alphabetize like Pez dispensers.
I got, you know, I didn't get mugged, but I was a fucking idiot. We were in a plaid pantry once and I was drunk and I whipped out my wallet and set it on the counter like a moron, pulled the money out, turned to talk to Karen, and I...
Karen, instigator.
And fucking somebody...
Oh, somebody
yanked,
stole your
somebody
wallet?
Yeah,
right
it?
Out from underneath my fucking nose.
You didn't even see it?
Nope.
That's it.
And then I got my change from whatever I purchased and was like, where's my fucking wallet to put the change back in? And it was totally gone. And ugh. And it was me and Karen and Alicia, it's and Karen. We were all just like, what the fuck just happened? Like, none of us saw anything. Like, I actually kind of suspected the guy behind the counter.
Give me that shit.
Probably did it.
Because I was just like, who was even around us, you know?
Skin.
It
fake
was,
alligator
it
skin
was
fucking
so
gets
fucking
me
dumb.
Hard.
Well, that
and losing your wallet is even worse just because all your
everything
fucking
else
shit,
well,
all
you,
your fucking driver's
I mean,
license.
Well, now it's
going to
be your
pain.
Phone, man. Credit cards are going to be in people's phones
yeah.
soon.
I don't have a gambling problem at all. In fact, I don't even gamble. But have you ever gone out with people that are gamblers
yeah,
and
no,
they have cash
really.
On them and they put that shit,
yeah.
they'll put like a couple $100
really?
In the fucking video poker
oh,
machine
video
and lose
poker
it.
Machine. Seriously, people get fucking roped
yeah.
in.
I used to have a system.
Friends of ours for sure.
Oh yeah, I had a system when I was when way back when that shit first came out, is that we'd take a dollar and play for beer. So I figured if I put a dollar in and made, you know, $3,
yeah.
I'd cash out and get a free beer and take that dollar
most,
and put
yeah.
it back in. And I drank free a lot.
Well, the only time like.
That's
to,
the trick.
We
if
don't
you
have
cash out
yeah,
and pocket money.
Out.
Put another dollar back blah, blah. In.
We don't
know?
Have machines, and we didn't have machines in New Hampshire actually. And I see them all around, but I've never used them until last weekend. We were on Hawthorne, and we were at a bar, and it's just like I haven't gambled yet in this state. I'm gonna gamble now.
Here comes your money.
And I think I probably spent like $3. And I knew I like, and I was just like, I knew I had a five on me, and I think I had five like ones, and I lost all because I was so drunk I didn't actually know what I was doing.
You didn't know how to play the game.
No, I knew how exactly. I knew it was poker, but there was like a different
right.
weird poker
well,
rule.
Well, yeah, some of them are weird.
And
like,
I didn't
you
know
get
it.
Two aces
oh yeah, totally.
It pays, but
right, I'm just like, just play Texas Hold'em. I can beat that. But there was it was like poker wild with threes on the round. And like, I was like, what the hell does that mean?
Yeah.
And I lost like $3, but I don't gamble. I'm like, I just
like
think keep
go,
going. I got to get my money.
I like to get my gamble on, like, if it's a blackjack table.
Yeah, I like craps.
I even like stupid roulette.
I like playing poker with, like, people.
Yeah.
Like, I
yeah,
like going, hey, do you have $20 tonight? We're going to sit around and drink and play poker. Like, I
yeah, those video
that.
Poker machines, though, they're programmed
fucked.
For you to lose.
Oh,
I mean,
they
at
are.
Least
House
if you're playing with
wins.
Your friends, you know, you could get lucky and you could win.
All right, here we go. Come on.
No, not doing it. I'm not stripping.
Full Monty.
Full Monty.
Yeah.
Oh, you got it.
Jenny
won it. She
that
was a no, she was quicker.
I wouldn't have got any
she
of that.
She was from, quicker.
I've only seen that movie once. And
did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it.
That's good.
It was a here long time.
Excuse me. No one said anything to me about the full Monty.
She
there
was,
we go.
That was that Ringo, or which one of the Beatles was
I
that?
Know.
Excuse me. No one said anything to me about the full Monty.
Definitely
she
Ringo.
Was, yeah, that Ringo. Movie had a lot of heart. That movie I like to refer to as she, and she had a lot of heart.
She had a lot. She's,
she had a lot of heart.
Overlapped with heart.
Not a lot of money, but she did what she needed to do.
So anyway, we are coming to the, we are at the end of another show.
We're
over an hour.
Oh yeah, we've been talking
a little
for
bit
a
over an hour.
We're a little weird this week. Like last week we didn't have you. This week we're kind of feeling a little under the weather.
Yeah, I think I'm not getting
and
sick.
Yeah,
you're not
so
getting sick. You're just.
We're going to have to. Next Saturday is Halloween.
Yes.
So
we don't know
gonna,
what's going on.
Yeah. We're
going
to have a show.
But yeah, we'll do it on another day.
It's going to. No, we'll do it right on the day.
We will?
We'll fake it. We'll do fake 31st. By the way, whenever something's not the real deal, we call it the fake. Like,
yeah.
For instance, like fake David Cross or.
fake break.
Damn
or
it,
fake,
I forgot about
fake
it.
Fake break, which is just us drinking beer and smoking cigarettes. This is the Hideous Creature Show. You can find us on hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. You can find us on the
Facebook.
We actually have a, what's the other one?
MySpace.
MySpace.
thing.
You can
go
call
to,
my phone.
And you can call Patrick. Patrick, what's your number again?
971-212-6642. 971-212-6642. Leave a message. Tell me which celebrity you want us to talk about being dick or assholes. Tell us
how you like your eggs. The listeners could throw it in and there was like 20 of them,
we could bust
through that.
Or even a crappy
video.
Real quick.
Or
YouTube video
crappy
or something.
Crappy video for worst video of the year. We got two finalists.
Yeah, that's fucking hilarious. So next week it will be Halloween. We're all going to dress up here in my bedroom.
We are? I don't have a costume.
Well, we could lie.
Oh, yeah. There's no
I'm going to dress up as a cowgirl.
I'm going to be a kitty.
I'm going to be a rapist.
The rapist.
Wait. Help me. What was that from?
For June to catch an international jewel thief, first he must become the rapist.
I think it was on the Adam Carolla show.
It was the dude from Arrested Development.
Yeah, and he did.
Yeah, he who was a
in a land before time, on a boat in a boat, on a land without water. Pirates ruled the land. For June to reach these kids, first he must become the rapist.
In order to save a school.
June's face is so funny when he does that, too.
It just looks like June's face.
I'm gonna put together like some of the voices and like sounds and shit and try and get work doing.
That would be
the
really good.
Stuff.
I think the best thing to do. Well, we'll go on this later. Anyway. Blah, blah, blah.
So thank you again for listening to the Hideous Creature Show.
Please tell a friend if you like it. If you don't, tell us. And
yeah, tell a couple people. Also, go see Broken Lizards. Well, this is way before, but 11:20.
I'm excited about
at the Aladdin.
We should go to that as a group.
Yeah, actually.
And then we could report on it on the show.
Maybe we could actually get press passes.
Fuck yeah.
We'll get press passes.
We'll make our
make
own.
Them.
I'm gonna press.
So yeah, if well, that's what 11:20. If any listeners want to go, we'll all fucking go together. We'll all go get drunk at the pub.
You can meet
and
us.
Go there and
get us
hang
a 15
out.
Passenger van, and we'll find someone to drive.
We're there.
It.
We're riding our bikes. I got Jenny on the handlebars. So until next week. My name's June.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Patrick.
This is the Hideous Creature Show, and thank you guys for listening. Thanks for all your input and emails. And it's awesome to see people out and about and talk to you because I'm still can't believe people listen to this shit.
They do?
till next week, have a wonderful week.
Shout out to our number one
week.
Listener, Karen.
Oh, that's right. Bye, Karen. Just your limit, I pushed you too far.